Welcome to the Prep Athletics Podcast. This is Corey Heights.
Some battles. I'm not sure if they got us. If they did, maybe.
So you will get better as a player during that year.
So it was kind of exciting. Like, oh yeah, somebody wants me.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Prep Athletics Podcast. What we're going to do today is just kind of do an overview of what's going on in the basketball and prep school world out there and give you some updates on information we've learned and some stuff we've done. So thank you, friends, for joining us. If you like this podcast, be sure to share it with a friend. We try to make information that everybody can use out there in the high school basketball landscape, boy or girl, prep or normal high school. So we were at the Final Four in Indianapolis, and we ran our event Saturday morning before. Dan McHale and I, Dan's a former D1 head coach and in the Patino family tree, and we ran the CRC Prep Athletics 2026 Final Four Showcase. Had about 50 kids show up, about 45 coaches to include over 10 prep school coaches, and a lot of kids got seen. There were write-ups from a scout that was there. We had a lot of social media. I know 6 scholarship offers were given out, and we might be getting some kids to some prep schools. So overall, a success. And next year, with it being in Detroit, we are trying to figure out if we can make that work as well. So stand by for that. This is Bananas here. I don't know if you've seen her before. She's the new Prep Athletics puppy to go along with our other puppy, Maple. So this is Bananas. She's just bothering me right now, so we're just going to put her on my lap so she can be on the podcast with us. Next up, I just got back too from going to Whit LeJour's Memorial last Friday at Bridgeton Academy in Maine. And it was held in the hockey arena. It was a packed house. Got to hear from his brothers. And what's uncanny is one of his brothers had the same mannerisms, tics that Whit had. So it was really, if you close your eyes, it was almost like Whit was there. But I hear Whit every day in my head saying certain things. And I think about our conversations we've had. And Bridgeton last week just announced that they've got a replacement for Whit. And that's one of Whit's former players and a former assistant coach in Paris Horn. Now, Paris Horn, we're going to have him on the podcast here shortly in the next couple of weeks. He played at Bridgeton Academy, then played at St. John's, played professionally overseas, and even had a stint in the NBA. So he was the interim coach in January after Whit passed away and led the team to a pretty successful end of the run of their season. So really happy for Paris. Excited to work with him and excited to get him on the podcast so you guys can learn more about him. One thing I'm hearing a lot right now from families is more clarification on a prep school that has two teams. Okay, so if a prep school coach is talking to a family, and there are obvious kids that are going to be on the main team, right? Like if you're a 7-footer or if you're a guard, it's got D1 offers, you're going to be on the main national team. Mind you, when it comes to what these schools name their second teams, it's all semantics. Some use colors, some use regional, some call it prep versus varsity versus national. They're second teams, okay? So whatever these guys tell you, it's second teams. Not to mean it's less of an experience, but you need to know your options when you go in. So when you talk to these coaches, a lot of them are not going to be able to tell kind of borderline players if they're going to be on the main team or the second team. Right. So if you're one of those kids that are not sure which it's going to be, because mind you, some of these rosters aren't set until school starts in August. So a prep school coach is very wary to promise minutes to anybody, first team or second team or schools that even have one team, because they just don't know what the kids are going to be like until they show up on campus or in June at the live Scholastic Showcase. And they don't know, what the roster is going to be, like I said, until August. So it's really hard to promise playing time. But if you're a family that might be looking at a second team option, one thing I suggest you do is talk to the head coach and make sure you talk to the second team head coach and find out, all right, who am I playing for in June? What is the situation in the fall? Who's going to be coaching? Who's going to be doing workouts? And what's it look like once the season starts for practice? Do we practice all together? Do the teams separate? Who am I going to play? Who's going to help place me in college? If I do great on the second team, can I bump up to the main team? Some scenarios that prep school coaches talk about is, hey, you might be my 10th guy in the main team and play 5 minutes a game, or you might be a starter in the second team and play 25 minutes a game. Court time is key, but also being in the right program with a coach you trust is key too. So if you're looking at a school that has two teams, just make sure you do your due diligence, talk to the second team coach as well, and make sure you're comfortable. Okay. Next up, there's a Trump executive order that came out recently talking about college athletes have 5 years and one transfer. Now, when does that start? They're saying after you graduate high school. So does that mean a post-grad year now counts towards that fifth year? There's a lot up in the air, a lot of discussion we've heard in the past few weeks, and no one quite knows yet. And I guarantee you there's going to be lawsuits from families that, you know, need to transfer twice, or, you know, like the JUCO ruling that came out a couple of years ago about JUCO not counting towards eligibility. Don't hold your breath on this. But if we do have this enacted into law, or however it works with executive orders and the NCAA, we'll have to adjust, right? So maybe if you're looking to do a post-grad year, maybe you, I don't know, we're going to have to figure this out. You might have to make decisions earlier. We don't know yet. We'll keep you posted here on the podcast. But that's something that came down, which could help college sports, but it also infringes on free market capitalism and movement that college coaches can get. But do players have to do it? So stand by on that. When I was up there for Whitlejour's memorial, I had a chance to go tour the new Masters Athlete Institute, which is being put together by Peter Masters in Stowe, Massachusetts, at the former Bose corporate headquarters. And they got a lot going on there. Construction was going. They're working 24 hours a day, getting ready to have it ready for this August. And in big news, MAI, which is the initials they're going by, hired Jason Smith from Brewster Academy, where he'd been for over 20 years, to be their national team coach now. Their second team, and they're only going to have two teams the first year, is also going to be from a former Brewster Academy alum, Nadir Tharp, who played at Kansas and has been working with Jason at Brewster as well. So good pedigree there. Jason Smith and John Carroll have always been worried about a place like this opening in New England, and now it's going to be open in August. So I'm very curious to see how that's going to go, how their talent's going to be, how the recruiting's going to go. I'm going to be working with them, but also monitoring as well. And I hope to get those guys in the podcast soon to kind of explain it in more detail to those that are interested, but I'm all for options in progress. And lastly, I think prep schools are more important than ever now, right? You're seeing everything going on with the NILs, the 40% of D1 basketball players, maybe 50, up to 50% now at the time of this recording, that have put their name into the transfer portal. It's so fast moving right now that you still need an advocate. And if your high school coach can do it, your AAU coach, that's great. A lot of them, in fact, the majority of them, do not have the contacts that prep school coaches have. So always be sure to look at that as an option. And if you do want to look at prep school as an option, go to my website, prepathletics.com, fill out a free assessment on the homepage, and we'll let you know if this is a viable option for you. And if so, we can help you navigate the prep school world, which has tons of great options out there. And we help families find the right fit for their individual situation. So that was the latest update. I just wanted to do a quick check-in, a little bonus episode. And thanks so much for tuning in. And we will get back to full-length Prep Athletics podcasts here in the near future. So have a good one. Share this with anyone that you think could enjoy it. And we'll talk to you soon.